Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, 5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. You missed anything? Odyssey.com Rewind.
You're going to hear a bunch of lies.
That is not true. Please behave yourself.
They're eating the dog.
Okay. So listen, I have a baseball team that is 3 games out of the wild card. Yet, according to Fangraphs, is only given a 9.8% chance of making the wild card. I want to know which of the numbers is more real. Now, think about it for a minute. As much as I am cynical and I try to be pragmatic and I like math, I don't think the Fangraphs number is fair to the Tigers, because I don't think it's baking in how awful the Twins have been. 6-15 in their last 21. Even last night, they were well on their way to blowing a 6-0 lead. It was 6-4. And the Angels had 2 ducks on the pond. I mean, winning run was on base. Now, they extended, ended up winning 10-4. I'm saying nothing is easy for the Twins right now. 17 games to go. You're 3 games out. Here's the rub. The Twins hold the tiebreaker on you. So there won't be a game 163, meaning you can't just make up 3 games. You have to make up 4. 17 to go. Now, for reference, the Twins made up 3 games on you in the last 10 in 2009. But again, there's no game 163. Mm-hmm. Schedules, and you want to matrix it out. You play a couple of dog bleep teams. They play a couple of dog bleep teams. You play the Orioles 6 times and the Royals, you know, they play the Orioles. They play the Indians, the Guardians for 4. Look, I want to know which is more real. I mean, tonight, your heavy favorites over the Rock. You got Scooble on the mound tomorrow. It's as Rico puts it, it's a BOGO. Win tonight, get 2 wins for free. But my question is, which of these is more real? I lean that the 3 games is more real. And here's what's interesting. And then Rico's taking you to 6. Here is the mysticism of this. Look, you have had this rotating cast of characters with the young players. Okay, we've had Colt Keith carry this team, and then Colt Keith the last 10 or 12, awful. You know, you've had Torkelson get hot, now Torque is Toledo Torque. Mm-hmm. It's every day it's something different, but the offense is producing. It is the pitching that is remarkable. There's got to be an ESPN 30 for 30 done on Chris Fetter. The Tigers since August 1st, no Reese Olson, no Flaherty. It's been Scooble, Montero, Kenny's plumber, David's mom, and Rico as your rotation. These are bullpen arms nobody knows. 2.85 ERA, tops in baseball. A 1.06 whip, tops in baseball. A 2.11 opponent average, second in baseball. Rico, you don't get to say, well, if we had Flaherty. Had Flaherty what? Mm-hmm. You think you're going to have a 2.65 ERA?
Right.
You've been lights out.
Right. It's just, this is, the pitching is the story to me. Mm-hmm. So here's my question. What's more real, 3 or 9.8?
The 3. 9.8 may be more realistic, but I'm going with the 3, Mike, because it doesn't make sense. Because sometimes in sports, we get wrapped up into the numbers and the data and the analytics.
NIU, Notre Dame.
Right. And then it's, and you forget to tell the other team, you're not supposed to be winning. You're supposed to be getting killed. And that's what this they waved the beige flag at the trade deadline and said, yeah, we're kind of done here. We're going to limit school starts. And they said everything, but we're just going to go ahead and punt until next year. But then the team just started winning. Yeah, okay, fine. It's cute. You're 6.5. You took it from 6.5 to 5.5. Now you're at 3. And I don't know how you're doing this.
The pitching.
No, I mean, it's pitching, but you shouldn't be doing this, I guess is a better way of saying it. So I'm going to ride this wave. It makes no sense. I have nothing to stand on except for the team is winning. The pitching is going out there and getting it done.
So here's what you understand.
I think that if you can close this thing to within one or two with the White Sox in that final series, give yourself that chance.
Look, it's going to be to me, it is. I'm not discrediting anything they're doing. I am saying factually, it's more about the team you're chasing going 6-15 over 21 games than it is you. Now, you've played much better. But for instance, like over your last 11 games, I think, what are you, 5-6 or 6-5? It's that the Twins are like 2-11. So you have to factor in, and this is what I don't think Fangraphs is doing. You have to factor in that the Twins are in free fall. Rico, they have a guy on the mound tonight. I don't know who he is, and he's got a 7 ERA. It's like the Nick Young meme.
See, Mike, I think this is one where both things can be true. Because you are looking at what the Twins are doing, but I do wonder if Twins are looking at what the Tigers are doing. Guys, we got to pick this up because the Tigers are right on our heels. You know, we wrote them off, and now you're pressing yourself because you're trying to keep them away. So I think it could be both could be true in this situation. But, yeah, I like the fact they just said, screw it. Let's just go out here. And you got guys who you're getting it done. And these aren't household names, but they're winning. And the pitching staff is phenomenal. I mean, they're just, you can't describe it. So it's a hot streak. Hot streaks cannot be quantified. You just ride them.
David, what number's more real? 3 games back in the standings? Really, it's 4. Or only a 9.8% chance to make it? Rico and I are both on that. I think the 3's more real, and that 9.8, the math will violently shift quickly with 17 games to go if the Twins don't piece a few wins together here.
The fan in me wants to believe in the number 3. It truly does, because we've wanted this for a long time, to be in a playoff race this late into September, but 9.8 is the number that sticks in my head because that is real. That is the real number. It doesn't matter what they're doing. They can't hit. Doesn't matter their winnings. Keep looking up 9.8. That's what I keep seeing. Every time they win, that number is like flashing on the scoreboard to me.
Well, the big, and again, watch how the numbers change if the Twins can't turn this around, because it'll get to a 50-50 proposition very quick. As you sit here today, look, I do view tonight as a 2-for-1. Colorado's atrocious. I mean, Skubal gives the best teams in baseball very little chance to win, albeit it was a Skubal start last week against the A's. Not his fault that you did end up losing. I just feel like if you get tonight, you're getting tomorrow. And then it's okay. We have 15 games to go. Pressure's on. I'm just very interested what you guys think. Kenny, now you're the ultimate fanboy for this team. 3 games back or a 9.8% chance to make it?
It's taking everything within me to not say 3% or 3 games back because, man.
Just give in, Kenny.
I can't.
Why?
I can't do it because 9.8, we're 3 games back. 9.8 still feels like, why is it only 9.8 if you're only 3 games back?
Because base mathematics, to make up 4 games in a 17-game split, it's very difficult to do. But if you factor in not all teams are equal and who you're chasing and how they're playing matters, and that exists outside of the mathematical framework, I don't think 9.8 is fair to the Tigers. I don't think 9.8 is fair to the fans.
We're not even at...
Not now. I think a week ago, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, yes. But in the here and now, the Twins aren't turning it around. You're not fading. I just watched Kata Montero go Greg Maddux mode. Like, when is it going to be the end of Scooby-Doo and Montero unzips himself and Greg Maddux steps out? A 96-pitch complete game shutout? I don't care who you're playing.
They're riding a wave of momentum, and it's only 9.8. Give me in the 20% range, and then I'll start to really latch on. Or if they're only a game and a half back, which they could be in a couple days from now, it's possible.
Let me help you out. Translation. Underneath Kenny as he's talking, I don't want to be hurt.
I don't want to be hurt.
See?
I'm tired of being... Because you know what this is from? I know exactly what this is from. This is from the Red Wings last year. This is... Thank you. No. One more?
No, I'm good. That's it. That's out of my system.
Oh.
Hi, Kenny.
Shut up, Jennifer.
You're in love. Just say it.
No, it's from the Red Wings. It's what's happened. Is the Red Wings broke my heart last year, and I don't want to go through it again.
What if the sports gods are about to show you love is not a myth? What if the Twins are the Wings? What if the Tigers are the Caps?
So this is the reverse of the reverse.
This is the sports gods shining down upon us.
Think, Kenny, we're sorry.
Look, the Wings had an 84% chance to make the playoffs at one point.
Not bring them into this.
Why? Then they stuffed themselves in a suitcase and got stuck on the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
What if this is the give back?
This is what we receive for all that pain that we suffer.
Well, think about it. It took mystical failure by the Wings. It's taking mystical winning by the Tigers.
I'll go with it because it's really all we have right now besides Lions.
I'll say it again to you. Dan Dickerson knows as much about baseball as anybody. The guy literally, and it wasn't an insult, goes, none of us can figure out how these guys are doing this on the pitching side. Not Scooble, and certainly, look, Montero's been a good story. They're calling up, you know, Charlie Gabagool, and you're like, who the hell is this guy? Pete Salmon. Doesn't matter. Four shutout. They're piecing this together with Rico in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. It's not the Yankees, not the Orioles, not the Dodgers. The best pitching staff in baseball is the Detroit Tigers.
And that's why I'm going with the three gangs, because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But they don't know that. And it's almost like, you know, it's ignorance is bliss. So guys are not supposed to be this good.
For you, the listener, which is more real? Three games out in the standings or 9.8% chance of actually getting there? Which is more accurate? 248-539-9797. We'll get some ticket texts, get some callers as well.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. All right, we'll get to the people. A battle of numbers. As we said, if you got to three games out, I don't care how you do it. If you get to three games out, the pennant chase is on. So is the three games more accurate, more real to you? Or is it the mathematics of 9.8% chance of getting it done? I'm siding with Rico. I'm siding that three is more real. They can do this because I don't think the Fangraphs number is handicapping the team you're actually chasing being 6-15 in their last 21. And look, tonight, the Twins have a guy with a 7 ERA in him. I don't even know who the hell this guy is. Like, will it take a lot? Of course it will.
But you're already doing a lot.
Right, no, I'm saying it will take a lot because it's not just about you. Correct. Like, you playing well, the Twins are going to have to continue to play poorly. Mm-hmm. If the Twins go game over, game under 500, you're probably dead.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're going to be able to do that.
The days of you controlling your own destiny ended a long time ago.
So when you put Baez out there for 120 games.
So I'm not trying to go backwards, but This is why you now need some help, but they're doing everything. They're doing their part. And so long as they keep doing their part, Mike, that lead keeps shrinking. And I'm like, they stand a chance of actually pulling this off.
Go to Nick, 97.1. What's up, Nick?
Oh, Mike, you know, I never thought we would be here, but, you know, I just, to me, it feels like three is the number, not nine. Because here's the thing. When you look at the Twins in general, yeah, they're playing badly, but you have to consider, like, a few other things. Like, first of all, Carlos Correa is hurt. Byron Buxton, who is actually doing well this year, he's hurt. Two of their best hitters are both hurt. Joe Ryan is dead. He's out for the year. And then you got the X factor, Rocco Baldelli. Mike, let me tell you about this guy. So I'm in a fantasy pool, and I'm in the second place right now. First place is like $600 or something, and second place is like $300. And I'm like $8 out of first place right now. And September 7th, I got Bailey Ober pitching on the mound. He pitched like a flawless game, like seven innings, and he's given up like one hit against Toronto. He's cruising. And he's at 80 pitches. Now, Rocco Baldelli thinks, well, maybe I should take this guy out. I'm like, well, why would you do that? Because he's 80 pitches. He's cruising. Why would you take him out? Well, he thinks, I need to show everyone how big my brain is, takes him out at 80 pitches, and puts in Johan Duran, who over his last six outings before that one had given up six runs in six innings. Then, of course, he goes out there and gets up six runs and blows the win.
Okay, so how is this relevant? You're just saying Baldelli's an idiot? I don't disagree, because for years – he wouldn't, and I think Mark, Nick's phone died.
Why would you take him out there?
No, Listen. No. It's a symptom in Major League Baseball. I don't think that's Baldelli alone. But your point about Baldelli for years, it took him years to make during the closer. No. And he's one of the most dominant pitchers in the game, and he was busy futzing around, using him in the seventh.
Well, exactly.
If there's a battle between Baldelli and Hinch is winning it, clearly.
Oh, yeah, no question. But the real issue, though, is that at this point, so If they win eight, they go 8-9, you got to win 12. If they win nine, you got to win 13. That tie in that tiebreaker series,
it's a killer.
Kills you. And, you know, you look at the series this weekend. So they're playing Cincinnati after the Angels stink. I mean, they're probably going to win that game. Cincinnati, they stink. They're probably going to win that series. And then after that, they got Boston for four games. You're hoping that – or they got Boston. They got Cleveland for four games. You're hoping that they don't split that series. They drop that series. They dropped the Boston series. They're going to beat Miami because they're terrible. Hell, they might even sweep them, which would kill you.
Yeah, but see, I can't, Nick, I can't extrapolate wins for the Minnesota Twins when it's been the better part of a month that you've played good baseball.
Even going 8-9, it doesn't seem like they're going to go.
Nick, that's why Fangraphs is hitting you with 9.8%. But I'm just saying, I don't know that the Twins are going 8-9. And you've built a case. Mm-hmm. And look, you're right. The Angels do stink. Two nights ago, Twins got their asses kicked. I don't look. If the Twins could sign up to go 8-9, I think they'd do it and leave it up to fate. I don't know that they're going 8-9. I don't know if they're winning tonight. They got a guy with a 7 ERA in the mound. Meanwhile, you have the best pitching staff in baseball. How? No clue. I'm Michael Jordan's security guy flipping quarters. I have no idea. I got no clue. Oh, here comes Harry Holton out of the pen. Who? Steve Salmon. Great. It's just what's going on. Mm-hmm. Go to Andrew, 97.1. What's up, Andrew? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing this afternoon?
Good.
So I just think that the 9.8% is more likely. I mean, you got to look. The Twins would have to absolutely implode for the Tigers, even if the Tigers went, you know, three games over 500, however many, the next 17 games. But then you also have to think that Boston and Seattle and maybe even Tampa Bay, they're chasing the Tigers down as well. I know Boston has Minnesota on the schedule, but, hey, what if Boston goes and wins that series with Minnesota and then the Tigers, you know, drop a couple games here and there, then you're looking at that. Do I want the Tigers to win and make the playoffs? Absolutely, but you got to think about the teams around them and where they're at in the standings.
So you're saying 9.8. So you just don't believe it. You don't believe in love, Andrew.
I do, but at the same time, you got to look at the teams around them and just
I know.
I've, I've seen it too many times before, and I can't do it.
Andrew, you're probably going to be correct. I mean, there's a reason why they have less than a 10% chance. For me, it's just, man, it's a hot hand. I can't explain it. Let's just ride this thing and see how far we can go.
Well, Andrew, also, you said if the Tigers drop a couple of games here or there, if they drop a couple of games here or there, chances are they're not going to make it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
The thing is, of the two teams, Andrew, who's been more likely to drop inexplicable games here in the last month? It is the Minnesota Twins. I mean, I've just pulled this up. They got beat twice by the Rays, who are no good. They dropped a 15-0 game to Toronto, who's atrocious. They got swept out of Atlanta. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Cards. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Pods. I mean, this is a team. It has been a while since they played good baseball. So I'm leaning on that. You know, Andrew, maybe I'm letting my desire for playoff baseball get in the way. I could be guilty.
Well, we will see what happens. I just wanted to make my 2 cents. You guys have a good afternoon.
Absolutely, man. And you're not wrong, Andrew. You're not. It's just, if you have the best, I can't believe this is real. If you have the best pitching staff in the game since August 1st, that's like defense in football. It travels.
Yeah.
Now, if you show me Mize giving up 7 earned tonight or Skubal inexplicably getting rocked tomorrow, look, it's not going to take much for you to be dead. But it's really about the Twins winning games. If the Twins aren't winning, the bar you have to clear is way lower. So it's just about, yes, every night that the Twins win, it's highly damaging. But that's what they're not doing. It's how you've clawed back. You can't claw back. If the Twins are playing 500 ball, you'd still be 7 out.
Mm-hmm.
The Twins went 6-15.
Yeah, and I think that the Twins may be gripping, and I think this team is building confidence of saying, it's almost that, and you hear it a lot in sports, why not us? And that's how they're playing. Guys, why not us? Why can't we do this?
539-9797. David, ticket text, we've asked which two numbers? Is it the 3 games back, or is it the 9.8% chance of actually making it that is more accurate of where your mindset is with your Detroit baseball Tigers, the surging Tigers, as the Twins are playing the role of Red Wings in free fall?
John in Canton says 3 is the number. That's why they play the games. We've all seen crazier things happen in baseball.
Let me ask you a question. Open-ended to everybody in this room or you, the listeners. What would the comparative be to the Tigers pitching staff since August 1st? From the zany cosmos of inexplicable sports stuff, how, with 3 bullpen days a week and an absolute nobody in Montero, that's not an insult. It's just not a high prospect guy, not pedigree. How have they become the best pitching staff in baseball after selling and Reese Olson getting hurt and Flaherty going bye-bye, number one across the board in every major category? How? What is the comparative, any sport at any time in this town?
They would have to win the whole thing, Mike, but to me, it kind of reminds me of Kurt Warner and the Rams, where it looked like their season was done, and he goes into the game, and they win.
Guy bagging groceries.
Right.
And or Brady when Mo Lewis assassinated Bledsoe.
Yeah.
But see, that's one position. But you know all what I mean? Of a
sudden, yeah, but they just kept winning. And
what's
it's
the
like,
Detroit comparative? I don't have one. Completely inexplicable exceptionalism. What is it?
People on the text have been bringing up, I guess, the 1987 Tigers, who were down 5 games with 7 games left, and they end up making the playoffs.
But I'm not talking about
you mean
making
like the staff.
Up ground.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a team.
Just shouldn't be winning.
Where you're going, how are they doing this, but they're doing it. It, specifically the pitching staff. I can't even figure it out because these are not people that are going to be here. Obviously, Skubal will be, we hope. Obviously, Montero's earned his way probably into the rotation. Outside of that, it's not like they called up Job. It's not like Reese Olson came back to save us. He may come back for a start or two. But my point is, the Salmons and the, you know, I mean, Kenny Cott could take the mound. That's who they're calling upon.
Kenny's not going to like this. What about the OU hoop team in the tournament?
All right. Enough of that.
No, seriously.
What about them, Rico?
Gokey. Who knew about him?
Nobody.
And then he just caught fire.
And you know who he is now? Nobody. I have an NHL one, but I mean, it's NHL, so it's super niche. But.
Can we just pay Chris Fetter like $25 million a year? Maybe give him ownership in the Q line. He'll get it fixed.
He's reached.
If he can fix the Tigers' nobody pitchers, he can fix the Q line.
He's reached Ben Johnson status.
Yeah.
He can fix the district, too.
You just can't go anywhere.
If Fetter can fix this pitching staff, he can fix the district.
He's fix it Fetter.
Yeah, he's Ben Johnson. He's
Fetter,
you got to keep him
it's
here.
It's a Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Fetter is Johnson. Johnson is Fetter. It's hard to argue. He's awesome. Hope they can keep him because he is – he's turning – chicken bleep into some good chicken salad.
Well, we gave you these pictures. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Win game. Here's a gourmet meal. Let's go to Hank, 97. What's up, Hank? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mike?
How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. What's going on, fellas? What up, though?
What number? Look, what number's more real?
I think it's a three, bro.
Me too.
Because AJ straight up got on the, I think, the morning show with Cookies in a way for it to play out. He said, you know, the bullpen days frustrate managers because the Yankees hitting coach said they can't set the lineup because they can just call it the bullpen day. And then when the lineup come out, it's over.
Well, I mean, look, if it's one thing to have, okay, I don't know who's coming in the game next, and it's more scouting reports and less predictability.
Exactly.
But Hank, when it's guys who just aren't very accomplished or aren't very good, that's supposed to be a mitigating factor, and it hasn't.
That's in Fed we trust.
Fetter's putting that pixie dust on everything.
Hey, ain't Cheddar better? Fetter is too.
Yeah, Hank, I'm with you. So the three, I'm with you. And again, this is fun right now. It'll get very interesting in the next 5 to 7 days. Yeah. If the Twins do not win a few games here, I think, see this totally flip.
I think we can continue this discussion if they can somehow within the next week get it from 3-2. Because really, it's crazy. 3 with the tiebreaker.
And it's crazy because I kind of checked out, you know, with everything going on. And then I'm scared to listen because the last time I listened to the radio, they lost, and so I stopped listening.
That's fine. You know what? Everyone else, please listen. It's free. Hank, you're banned. You're banned.
Hank, it costs you money.
Oh,
that's
no,
it.
Don't ban me.
No, we're doing pay-per-view. You pay to listen now. You're done.
Because I want them to win. Keep
that's
winning.
Right. We're, yay.
Stop listening.
That's it. Put Hank in the bathroom. Exactly. Get him out of here.
Put me in the back seat with Dave and Kenny.
That's right. Hank goes to listen.
Right. Maybe with the chair.
Hank, have a good night. Appreciate it. No, but that's where I don't buy the Fangraphs thing. Not now.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, absolutely. Because you start to look at the big picture and you go, all right, the math on this doesn't make sense. And can this, if you've been this good for a month pitching, not a week, not a series, a month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, I have to start to believe.
And Mike, that's a week from now, you got to drop that you got to be 2 games out. If you want to keep this feeling going.
They could be 2.5 tomorrow.
Right. But I'm saying a week from now, they are 2.
It's BOGO.
That's when you're like, okay. Because that Fangraph number, I'm quite sure, is going to change.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to add a digit in front of the 9. Minimum. Let's go to Stan. Let me get Stan in here, David. Is that okay? Stan will get the last word before we do a blitz. Stan, thanks for your patience. What's up?
All right. Hey, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but, you know, I was just going to say it's 2 words to explain how the Tigers are doing it. And it's Chris Fetter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I turned it into a question. How are they doing it? You got a multiple choice question, and these are the answers. A, pitcher whisperer. B, Chris Fetter. C, boondoggle. D, all of the above. You take your choice.
Where's Joe Boo's rum? I feel like we got some voodoo going on up in here.
Well, we can have an E and an F if you want to add them.
So do you think the 3 is more accurate than the 9.8?
Definitely. Definitely. Because it's right in front of you. It's got to be.
I'm with you.
It's right there.
Stan, I am with you because it...
Rico and I are not deflators. It's David and Kenny. I believe they can absolutely get this done.
It's a hot hand, man, and you don't question it. You just ride the hot hand.
And the Twins are a mess. Mm-hmm. A mess.
They are. And if you know, we can beat Minnesota, you know, by two games or a half a game, it doesn't matter how we do it as long as we do it.
Yep. Well, listen, biggest thing, and I think AJ said it best, you focus on tonight. Win tonight. And it's that simple. You've got some games against teams that are corpses. You got two more against the Rocks, three against the White Sox. Everybody else is fully capable of beating you. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Those teams, I hate saying this in baseball, but like normally, hey, win every series, take two out of three, the slow churn, an occasional three out of four. You have to save these five games. You can't lose a single one of these five games. Because the math is going to be so unforgiving. Mm-hmm. Now, if in the last 17 games, Minnesota goes 5-12, well, you have all kinds of possibilities.
You know what, Mike? Maybe we go back to you asked the question. Maybe it was the Lions from a couple years ago. Because they were dead on the mat. They were 1-6 at one point. They just got blanked by Bailey Zappi. Looked like the season was over. And then everything started to fall into place. Hopefully this will be better results.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get some football next. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. We talked about it all. We've said it all. We're in a playoff chase. To hell with Fangraphs. They can go straight to hell. I don't want to hear it. I want a Sunday that features Lions football, Tiger baseball, mutual victories, parades, joy, because we have to make up for what Kenny screwed us over with, what the Wings did to us.
I don't know. Where would slick back hair Kenny be? Would you go to the Tigers game and then leave at the end and catch the second half of the Lions game?
He'd be at the Lions game.
He'd be at the Lions all day.
Yeah, he can.
All day.
He can't lie. This is...
But I mean, you can get daiquiri'd up across the street and then...
Oh, you can get daiquiri'd up at the Lions game. They have daiquiris.
Yeah. They sell daiquiris in the Lions game?
Oh, probably.
Oh, okay. You're just making an assumption. David, do you want to hit the music for the kerfuffle? What do you want? I already said it all. That's enough out of you.
I love that drop.
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I love that drop.
Last night was completely amazing. That's all I'll say. No other comment.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I got in, turned on the TV, and that was the first thing that came out. And I was like, I'm witnessing history right now.
Remarkable.
So some of the things we got to today, first thing was Sharon Moore signed his contract, finally got done. We talked about being tired of the nonsense, but you brought up the weird picture.
No, I didn't.
Of Ward and Santa Ono.
You can't make this the headline of the story. We talked about the contract and the question of what's the out clause look like. But if you want to focus on the silliness, it's an all-timer. Your school president is in a kid's jersey, and Ward looks like he's living his nightmare. Look at Ward right there. Does Ward look happy to be giving a bro hug to Santa? No.
Very happy to be here.
Can we get this over with? Okay, we good?
Aren't you the president of this university? Why are you in a Stephen Barry's jersey?
Wait, no, that's the real. It's got the Jordan logo. Oh.
I don't care.
Good for him.
We talked about it. I'm not doing it again. Next.
Deion Sanders had to respond to rumors about the band fight song issues that they may be having there. But you brought up a good thing that Paul Feinbaum, interesting thing that he said, is that Paul Feinbaum thinks Colorado, the thing is going to fall apart.
Yeah, David, I wonder. I've often said that once his sons are done, especially Shador, Deion's done. He's playing daddy ball. He's not playing team ball. He's not recruiting. He's not doing anything to really build a program. I mean, last game when they played Nebraska, it was like a microcosm. Matt Rhule is trying to build something in Nebraska. Deion is just trying to, looks like he's trying to get him and his kids paid. And that's it. You don't recruit. You don't do a lot of different things. And I could see where if this goes off the rails this year, he just walks away. It's not like he needs the money.
I think this weekend's game is pivotal. They're at Colorado State. It's going to be a hostile environment. They have to show competency. They have to show that they're building something. Otherwise, I think it could kind of go off a cliff. He's 2-9 in his last 11. Like, we got to start to have a conversation here a little bit, right?
One other thing we talked about was
Tigers. They're in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that. But there are a lot of people around here that believe the Lions are either going to the Super Bowl or going to win the Super Bowl. So Mike provided a power stat.
That's right. Something or nothing.
Something or nothing is the Lions are only the fourth team in NFL history to start with two playoff rematches from the previous season. The first three teams all at least reached the Super Bowl. That was the 1966 Green Bay Packers, 1984 San Francisco 49ers, and the 2007 New England Patriots. Two teams won the Super Bowl. One was a very great team. They just ran into Eli Manning. So, you know, that power stat may...
Mortal Lock Parade.
That's
Super
it.
Bowl.
Take the time off, folks.
Too late.
Well, if you go down to the parade, you won't have the queue line because it's broken.
It'll be back shortly.
And we talked the majority of the show about the Tigers. Which number is more real? The three games back or the 9.8% chance of making the playoffs from Fangraphs?
Three games back, because the 9.8% is not factoring in that the Twins are a clown car. If the Twins turn it around and play 500 ball, you're likely dead. But they have not shown the ability to do that in the last, I don't know, several weeks. So I'm riding with Rico on it.
Yeah, I think it's the three games, David, because it just can't be explained. And sometimes, you know, we get all the data and the stats, and the game doesn't respect that. Sometimes the game is just the game, and things happen that you cannot explain. And this pitching staff right now can't be quantified, can't be explained. You just roll with it. Top staff. Don't know if these guys will be here next year. And honestly, you don't care, because you'll just take this right now, get the lead to two games by 7 days from now, by next week. And because you finish the year off with the Chicago White Sox, which I think pretty much they're already packed and headed to Jamaica. I don't even think they're going to put up a fight.
Well, Kenny and I played the role of deflator today. 9.8 is the real number. It's just difficult to stop looking at that number.
I know the tiebreaker's what hurts.
Yes.
You're really four games out. But in the here and now, until or unless the Twins can string a few wins together, you know, win four out of five, stabilize, which they haven't done, let's have some fun with it. To hell with it.
We deserve it, right? I mean, the Wings
fail. We do.
And
after a decade of having the worst win percentage of any four-sport town in America, yes, we do. Tiger baseball's next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.